Welcome back. This is City Views. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce. The Found Footage Festival finally making its way to Salt Lake City, bringing discarded, odd, and hilarious video clips from garage sales, thrift stores, and dumpsters to the big screen. Today on the program, we're learning more about the joy of watching obscure video clips, from exercise tapes to training videos to home movies. Joining me for this segment is Nick Prewer. He's co-founder and curator of the Found Footage Festival. He's a former researcher at The Late Show with David Letterman. And along with his partner, Joe Pickett, they've written for The Onion and Entertainment Weekly. And Nick Prewer joins us by Skype from his home in New York City. Nick, great to have you. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Jennifer. Thanks for having me.
The Found Footage Festival is bringing their 2012 lineup to Salt Lake City this Thursday, November 29th at 7:30 p.m. at Broovie's Cinema Pub. We'll give you some more details on that as we go. But if you've got a favorite VHS video clip of your own, you can join our conversation. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Nick Prewer, I understand you got started collecting found footage when you were working at a McDonald's and you found a stray training video. Tell us what was on this video.
It was remarkable. It set the whole thing in motion. I was bored in the break room one day and I was looking through their, you know, they had about 30 training videos and there was one that was just collecting dust there. Clearly no one had watched it in a long time. And it was called Inside and Outside Custodial Duties. And I
was curious. That sounds riveting.
Yeah. Well, to me it did. I don't know. I was curious about it. So I put it in. And it was a training video for McDonald's janitors. And, we didn't have a janitor. So I guess that's why it never got watched. But it was so remarkable. It was just so insultingly dumb. I mean, it tried to have this cute plot to it, where it was this, trainee's first day on the job, and this overly perky crew trainer was going to teach him how to find McDonald's clean. They called it McC. And it was just, my thought was that this can't stay in the break room. The world needs to see this video. So I pilfered it. I snuck it home in my backpack that night and showed it to Joe, who's the other Found Footage Festival co-host, and we fell in love with this video and developed a whole cult around it.
You showed a clip of this on Jimmy Kimmel Live, I think it was this last summer, and it's hilarious. This, you know, kind of perky employee cheering on this fellow employee saying, oh, you've done great, you know, on the windows. And
yeah, I can't wait to clean the bathroom.
You can't buy that kind of stuff. So tell us, what is it about VHS as a medium that just calls to you? What is it about the videotape that's, you know, rapidly disappearing?
Well, firstly, that's the format we grew up with. And so I think there's just some basic nostalgia we have for the, you know, in all its sort of clunky analog, you know, washed out glory. We really like VHS. And, you know, you're doing something via Skype or the internet, you run into problems occasionally. You know what's going to play on a piece of analog media. You know, you put it in and it plays. But beyond that, VHS was just, it was such a revolutionary thing. People forget about that this was the first time you could really affordably have video in your home that you could control. And, after the Jane Fonda workout, it was just a gold rush for people trying to cash in on this new craze. And, so you had tons of different exercise videos, and then training videos became easy to produce, and home movies, and really stupid ideas like, the video fireplace and VCR board games and video aquariums. And we found a video called Rent a Friend, which is, you know, a virtual friend that you can
pause and play.
Yeah, it is. It is really sad. But so I think it was just a unique time where it was sort of the Wild West. People were trying out new ideas and seeing what would stick. And it was a format that had reached market saturation and people didn't have a handle on what it was yet. So you got a lot of really unique and interesting things on VHS.
I need to share a couple of clips that I found on your website. So this is a training manual, I believe. It has to do something with shipping charges from a heavy metal guitarist. Let me play this clip and then just get you to respond. Again, this is from foundfootagefest.com. And we're speaking with Nick Pruer, who is co-founder and curator of the Found Footage Festival, which is coming to Salt Lake City.
When you place an order, you're going to find that our service is very fast. Even though it took a few weeks for you to receive this, that's because one of two reasons. It took us a long time to get this developed in the first place, so we had to hold up orders. Another reason we have to send it the cheapest type of postage possible in order to send this to you free, and the cheapest is the longest. It goes to you on Camelback or something.
I have to say, this clip just cracked me up, mostly because this guy, you have to picture him, he looks like just this huge, big, blonde, heavy metal hair kind of guy. But he's talking about the most mundane thing possible, shipping charges. And I guess these are among the gems that you find in your work, Nick.
Yes, they are. They, and the guy, he sort of looks like an Owen Wilson character.
Yes,
you know, he's trying to, he's like a heavy metal Owen Wilson, basically. And he's there with the guitar and he's talking about the most mundane thing. And I just can't imagine somebody who's really into metal trying to learn some licks from this video and finding out why UPS is the proper way to ship more videos if you order them. So, you find the boring and mundane, but you also find, just the incredible, crazy videos. It runs the gamut.
There are certain genres that you like to explore, like the training videos that we talked about, the how-to videos, but also some of the homemade videos, the people who are documenting things that you don't know why they've decided to put this in film form. And I'm thinking of the martial arts exercise that we see with the actor Danny Bonaducci.
Yes. This is I guess it was just Danny Bonaducci came and was demonstrating some martial arts as part of a martial arts demonstration that looks like it was in a high school gymnasium.
Yes.
That somebody shot on a tripod that was kind of sticking and it was handheld for a lot of it. And we just found this home movie and we're watching this karate demonstration. And we're like, whoa, there's Danny Bonaducci on there. And he's taking it so seriously. And you never know what you're going to find. I believe we found that we bought an old VHS camcorder at a thrift store for like $5. And when we got home and plugged it in, out popped this half recorded tape, this home movie from this karate demonstration. And there was Danny Bonaducci.
You never know what you're going to find. I guess that leads to my next question. Where are you finding all of these VHS tapes? Are you going to thrift stores all the time? Are you asking your friends and relatives? Are people sending them in to you now that you've got this tremendous fan base on the internet?
Yeah, luckily, part of the benefit of touring and having an internet presence now is that people know about the show and they will, if they've found something, they'll either bring it to the show or send it to us. And I just got a box of Huggies in the mail this morning that I had to sign for, but it wasn't Huggies. It was some a package from Portland, Oregon, full of VHS tapes. That's like Christmas morning.
You hit the jackpot.
Yeah, exactly. Love it. And then there's always a note about where they found them. And I mean, that's our favorite thing in the world. But Joe and I still really get a lot of enjoyment out of getting our hands dirty and going to Salvation Armies and Goodwills and garage sales, things like that. And just seeing what we can turn up, looking in bargain bins at video stores. And we're hitting the ground. And actually, we're really looking forward to our first time in Salt Lake, going and hitting the local thrift stores to find some local footage for the next time we're in town.
Well, describe the live show, the Found Footage Festival that you're bringing to Salt Lake. What could people expect for this evening of entertainment?
Well, it's a guided tour through our video collection, and the show we're bringing is brand new stuff that we found just within the last year. And the cool thing is, I mean, number one, it's stuff you can't see anywhere else. It's not on the internet, and that's rare in this day and age to have things that aren't immediately accessible on your smartphone. So that's unique. But also, I think people have gotten so used to just watching things on their phones or their laptops, and they forget what it's like to watch something in a theater with, 300 people who are there to laugh. And especially when it's stuff that wasn't meant to be shown in public. You know, it's then something magical, something transformative happens when you're watching this, you know, children's potty training video on a big screen. And of course, Broovies serves beer too, which never hurts.
Never hurts. How many videos have you guys collected?
Last count was over 5,000, but that was before we began this big 50-state tour we're on. So every time we come back from a leg of the tour, we have another box of, you know, a couple hundred videos. So I'm guessing we'll have, you know, more than 6,000 by the time we're done with this tour.
So we've got Blu-ray, we've got on-demand, VHS. I mean, is something of a lost art these days? Does that make you feel nostalgic in any way, or is just the way the world goes?
Well, no, it terrifies me. The fact that this physical media is going away, because I, you know, there is something about having some, you know, a tangible thing in your hand. And as somebody who's a bit of a collector, VHS in particular, I mean, it's fun to have a shelf full of tapes that you can go through and sort through. It's the same reason I don't shop for groceries online. I mean, you kind of want to pick up the avocado, and I don't know, maybe that's a bad analogy, but I really do think, you know, clearly physical media is going away, and I'm not, I mean, I like the convenience of being able to watch things on demand, but I don't know that it has the same charm. And I think in the same way that vinyl collectors come to enjoy all the hisses and pops and imperfections of that sound, because they like holding a record and they like, you know, looking at the art while the, you know, it's playing. And I think it's the same with us for VHS. It you know, it might not be as sexy as vinyl, but to us it is.
There is something voyeuristic about what you do, though. I mean, do you feel the least bit guilty watching those potty training videos or the outtakes of somebody trying to make a commercial and, you know, it's not going well, and so you see the frustration on their faces? Do you feel a little guilty about that?
Well, no. I mean, no, because we have no scruples at all. I think I would if the show was mean-spirited, but it's really not. I mean, I have embarrassing home videos that I've played at shows, and you know, I think everybody has something in their VHS closet. And you know, one thing we do as part of the show is try to track down the people, the producers of, or the people in these videos. And whenever we do, they love the fact that they've sort of become, you know, cult heroes of sorts. And they're willing to, like, sort of look back and laugh at this stuff, you know, in addition to the people in the audience. So I really think that if we were mean about it, or if it was too snarky, I could definitely see it coming across as, you know, or feeling guilt about it. But, you know, our sort of rule is, if the person was in the room, and a lot of times they are, would we be okay with showing this and treating it the way we do? And so that's sort of our test. I think the people we've met have really gotten a kick out of the fact that they're, you know, they're being celebrated 20 some years after the fact.
Mm. You've been featured on Jimmy Kimmel, as I mentioned, and in The Onion, and now you're on a national tour. Where does the found footage project go from here?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. You know, we're working on a TV show for the Science Channel, of all places, where we would, you know, interview some of the people from these videos, and it would follow us around at live shows and digging through thrift stores for videos, and you know, maybe explaining the science behind VHS in the process. So maybe a TV show. We just put out a book recently that has, you know, each VHS cover we find is a work of art. So we put out a coffee table book of 300 of our favorite covers from our collection, along with our commentary about it. But honestly, I mean, the most fun part for us is just being able to share our VHS collection with strangers. I mean, it's the funnest thing in the world to it's like doing a show and tell every night in a new city, and we're pretty proud of our collection. So as long as we're able to still do that and people still show up, we'll be happy.
Nick Brewer. He's co-founder and curator of the Found Footage Festival, coming to Salt Lake City this Thursday night, November 29th at 7:30 p.m. at Broovy Cinema Pub, 677 South, 200 West here in Salt Lake City. For tickets and more information, you can go to our website, kcpw.org. Nick Brewer, thanks so much for the time, and look forward to having you in Salt Lake City.
Thanks, Jennifer. We're looking forward to it.
City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.